I cannot peel my gaze away from the manila envelope sitting in the driver's seat of my sedan. The single calligraphic A, handwritten on its front, is unmistakable. Immediately, I know what day it is, but I take my cell phone out of my pants pocket and engage the display to verify. It reads, Tuesday, July 17th, 06:34. My fingers and toes curl and chills sweep through me despite it being 90 degrees already. After 10 years, you'd think I'd never forget this day. Or perhaps I would have added a calendar reminder on my phone so that I wouldn't. Yet I stand frozen in my driveway, staring through my car window at an envelope I should have expected, but didn't. In my defense, it's not an event that I ever wanted to be memorialized, but the bastard who's left it will never let me forget it. I glance around, half expecting him to be watching me, waiting for my reaction and getting off on it like the disturbed voyeur I imagine him to be. It sickens me that he's eluded me for so long. And so, the chase goes on. He's forced me to participate in his twisted little game. I never asked to be a part of it, yet I obsess over it. I will not rest until I bring him to justice. I take my keys out of my pocket. They jingle jangle in my trembling hand like sleigh bells. I wish the envelope were from Santa Claus or some other imaginary entity full of jolly and kindness, but I know better. I settle on thanking the stars for the key fob that hangs from the keyring. If not for it, I'd be keying the side of my car trying to unlock it. I press the right button on the key fob, but nothing happens. I press harder, then several more times, but the doors don't unlock. Anger stills my hand. Why does technology thwart me at every turn? It has my entire life, and I'd love a reprieve from it. Just for one day. This day. Is it too much to ask for? I smash the button down one last time, and the doors unlock with a click. Tension drains from my fingers and toes, but I know it'll be short-lived. I pull the driver's side door open, grab the envelope, and toss it onto the passenger seat, and then plop down in the driver's seat. I thumb the lock button on the door several times, even after hearing and seeing the locks engage. A scream rises in my throat, so I force it back down like bile. He'll never hear my fear manifest. My hands wrap the steering wheel, and I stare at the brown stucco wall in front of me. I have no desire to open the envelope, because it will contain another letter and some random-ass item that leads me straight back to where I am. Nowhere. However, my resolve is fragile, and my curiosity is piqued, so I snatch the envelope off the passenger seat and clutch it between my hands. I want to rip it open and dump its contents into my lap, but this one is different than the others. The ink used for the A on its front is blood red instead of the usual black. My breath catches in my throat like half-swallowed food, and my heart knocks against my rib cage with such violence that it jolts me forward time and again. What does the red ink signify? My heart knows the answer, but my mind isn't ready to make the connection and draw the conclusion. I turn the envelope over and carefully bend up the two metal prongs that secure its flap. I pull the flap open, reach inside the envelope, and pull out a bracelet of tightly woven strands of red and brown. The materials used are silky and fibrous simultaneously, their origins elusive. Another friendship bracelet? I examine it closely for clues, but find nothing tangible. No tag, no message. A simple bracelet just like the first one. Why would he send these to me? I slide it back into the envelope, pull out the folded piece of yellowed cardstock paper, and place the envelope back on the passenger seat. Unfolded, the paper stares up at me. Without lead, graphite, or ink marring its surface, one might assume it to be blank, but it's far from that. Its message will pierce my heart just as the others have. My palms, wet with perspiration, stick to its edges. I peel my right hand away and wipe it on my pant leg several times. The clamminess remains. I take a deep breath and slowly glide my finger across the page.